What's up, guys? How we doing? Yeah, so good to see my sixth grade peeps tonight, man. Welcome. Welcome to M12. Now, how many of you guys were with us last week? Show of hands, back to school bash. It was so much fun, right? We had a great time. And hopefully you guys, how many of you guys tried the big red ball? Did anybody make it all the way across? Anybody? You did, huh? Mackenzie, did you? Well, guys, it's so good to see y'all. Hey, really quick, we got a quick video I want to show you, especially if you weren't with us last week, man. We missed you guys if you were not able to be at our back to school bash, and we do that once a year. But we have fun every Wednesday night, so we don't want you to miss out, right? But check this video out. It kind of recaps what we did last week. Yeah. Well, guys, we had a great time, man, and those of you that were here, you know that. And here's the most important part of the night. Some of you made the most important decision of your life, and you made a decision to become a child of God. You said, I want to be His. If as a matter of fact, man, I want to celebrate you guys. If you made that decision, will you just stand where you're at last week? Give it up for these guys, man. That is so good. Cool. Well, you guys can be seated. And man, I just want to say how proud I am of those of you that just stood. And if you weren't standing, that either means that you've already made that decision, or maybe you're just here tonight and you don't really know a ton about God and a ton about what it means to be a Christ follower. And we're always here to talk with you if you're ever interested in learning more about that. We'd love to teach you that. Any of these leaders with these shirts on, man, they'd love to talk to you about that decision. Now, for those of you that did stand, and even for those of you, some of you that are sitting, right, I want to tell you about something that happens, that's going to happen next week and the Wednesday after that. We have something here at M12 called Discover Faith. Now, Discover Faith, in short, is basically just an opportunity for you to learn more about what it means to be a Christian. It'll teach you more about what it means to follow Christ, especially those of you that were standing. This would be a really good next step for you, because obviously you made a very important decision, and we want you to know that at 12 Stone, man, we want to walk through that with you. We don't want you to feel like you're alone on that decision, or that you're now on an island after making a great decision with your life. But we want to help walk that through with you. And so next Wednesday at 6 o'clock, okay, you don't have to remember it. It'll be on Instagram at M12 Stone Central. If you don't have Instagram, then it'll be somewhere. You'll hear about it, okay? But it's next Wednesday at 6 p.m., so before M12, and we would love for you to be there. Again, it's just an opportunity for you to learn more about the decision that you made, and learn more about what it means to follow Christ with your life, okay? So we invite all of you to come and be a part of that next week. Now, if you were with us last week, we talked about this question, who am I, right? That was the question we wanted to talk about. We wanted to talk about who am I. And what we discussed, right, through the video is that a lot of times we try to identify ourselves based on clothes we wear, or the friends we have, or the things that we have, right? Our possessions, a lot of times. And what we did was we looked at a story in Scripture. We looked at a guy named King who? King David, not King King, but good try. King David, right? We looked at King David, and we looked at a chapter in 1 Samuel 16 about when David was just a really small, ruddy little boy. His job was a shepherd, which means that he took care of the sheep and lived in the with the sheep and hung out with them all day. And but he was chosen to be king. And David, even by his own father, right, was overlooked. He was kind of forgotten about. He was kind of skimmed across, right? Now, how many of you guys, let's just be honest, how many of you guys have ever felt overlooked or forgotten, or maybe, you know, a little insignificant, maybe that you couldn't make a difference? You know, I'm with you on that. I'm with you on that. And here's what's interesting about David's story. What we learned last week, and this is the key even tonight, is that if we want to answer the question, who am I, it's based on whose am I. So let me say that again. If we want to answer the question, who am I, it's based on answering the question, whose am I? Now, what we learned about David is that David knew that he was a child of God. He knew that God was in his life. And as a matter of fact, the most important part, I would argue, about David's life was his relationship with God. It was very important to him, right? He spent time with God. He hung out with God. He loved God. Doesn't mean he was perfect. Nobody is, right? We all make mistakes. But the bottom line is that David's relationship with God was what mattered to him the most. And so tonight, what I want to do is I want to continue the conversation about David. Now, let me give you a bottom line, and this is a statement that is going to kind of encompass the rest of our time together. Here it is. God uses ordinary people to do extraordinary things. Let me say that again. God uses ordinary people like you and me, right, to do extraordinary things. Now, how many of you guys have ever heard of the story of David and Goliath? Anybody ever heard of that story? David and Goliath. This is a great story in Scripture. And here's what's interesting is that this story happens only one chapter after David was overlooked to become king. If you remember with us last week, you learned that David, right, has seven older brothers. You guys can put your hands down. Yeah. David has seven older brothers, right? And David's seven older brothers, how many of you guys have an older brother or sister for that matter? Okay, so you guys know what it's like to be the younger, okay? So David is the youngest of eight boys, okay? Big family, right? So David was often overlooked because he was the youngest, he was the smallest. All his older brothers were like mammoth men, you know. They were warriors, they were fighters, like literally from the time they could walk, right, they were training in battle, okay? I mean, that would be like you when you were like, when did you learn to walk? 2, 3, I don't know, 1, okay. Let's just say 3 years old. So that would be the time, that would be, so now you're like 10, 11. So that would mean that for the last 8 years, you've been training to be a warrior, right? I mean, that's kind of crazy. You know, but that was David's brothers, whereas David was just a shepherd. The Bible refers to David as a small, ruddy little guy, right? And what happens is David was overlooked not once, but a second time in the very next chapter. And here's what happens. Goliath is this huge giant. The Bible says he's 9 feet tall. So anybody play basketball in here? Okay. Normal basketball height is 10 feet. So picture a basketball goal minus a foot, right? We're all looking up at this guy. I mean, this guy is a huge monster of a guy. You know what I'm saying? And so Goliath comes to the armies of Israel, and he says, now get this, 40 days and 40 nights. I mean, 40 days and nights in a row, right? He goes in front of this army, and he says, he basically makes fun of the Israelites. And he says, hey, if any of you guys want to come and fight me, then you know, be at your own risk type of deal. And this is what he says. If I defeat you, then your people will start serving my people. But if you defeat me, then my people will start serving your people. Right? So Goliath, 40 days and 40 nights, he says the same thing every single day. And David's brothers are terrified. Everybody else that's there, they are absolutely terrified. And so David is hanging out at the shepherd, you know, being the shepherd, hanging out with the sheep. And his dad comes to him and says, you know what? Hey, David, why don't you, I mean, literally, I don't have time to read the whole story, but word for word, he tells David, why don't you deliver some blocks of cheese to the army commanders who are fighting for you? I mean, can you imagine that? Like, all of your older brothers, man, they're training for battle. They're training to be warriors. They're at the battle. They're fighting, or they're not fighting, but he thinks they're fighting. But hey, David, do you mind delivering some blocks of cheese to the army? Isn't that kind of kind of a bad day for David. You know, I mean, I don't want to deliver cheese. I want to go fight. You know what I'm saying? But David was so small that his dad, Jesse, was like, hey, I know that you're small and ruddy and you're just a shepherd, but will you go deliver this cheese to these men? So David does what his father asks. He honors his dad. He leaves. He delivers the stuff to the commanders, right? And as he's talking to these guys, David overhears Goliath come and command again, you know, the 40 days, 40 nights thing. And he's like defying the armies of Israel, making fun of the army of Israel, right? And David overhears it, and David just gets mad. Now, you guys picture a time when you were mad at your brother or sister, okay? Let's not talk about what you did or wanted to do to them. Not that any of you guys would ever want to do anything harmful to your sibling, okay? But David was hacked off, man. He was mad. He was very, very, very mad because Goliath was making fun of his God. And everybody else, all these other men, man, they just kind of shrunk in fear out of terror. They were terrified of Goliath. They were terrified of what he could do to them. And so fast forward, what happens is none of these guys are willing to fight Goliath because Goliath's this giant. So David comes, and I want to read this to you in chapter 17, verse 32. This is what David says in 1 Samuel. He says it like this. He says, let me turn over to that. He says, David said to Saul, let no one lose heart on account of this Philistine. Your servant will go and fight him. So David, the smallest guy around, goes to Saul and says, hey, man, everybody else is afraid. I'll go fight him. I ain't scared of Goliath. I ain't scared of this 9-foot-tall mammoth of a guy, right? I know I just delivered some cheese, but I'll fight this guy, and I'll take him down, right? And so Saul, this is what Saul says. He says, you're not able to go out against this Philistine and fight him. You are only a young man, and he has been a warrior from his youth. So he basically looks at David and says, you stand no chance. You guys ever seen Rocky IV? You remember the time when Adrian says, you can't win. You know what I'm saying? Maybe you guys are with me. Maybe you're not. But anyway, his own wife was saying, dude, you can't stand a chance against this Russian. And that's exactly what Saul was saying to David. You can't stand a chance. He's much bigger than you. He's much taller than you. He's much faster than you. He's much stronger than you. But David was like, nah. I'll fight him. Now, for some of us in this room, the reality is sometimes we could be in the seat of David at times. We could at times, or not really the seat of David, but maybe even the seat of Saul, where we feel like people look down upon us, where we feel like maybe because we're so young and, you know, we're only in sixth grade and we're just starting this middle school thing that, man, we're just kind of insignificant. We're just kind of here. You know, we can't really do much. And I want you to know that that's a lie. I want you to know that it doesn't matter how old you are or how young you are, for that matter. God wants to use you, and he can. And just like God used David to defeat this Goliath, maybe God wants to use you to bring some change into your schools this year. Maybe God wants to use you to maybe bring some of your friends to know Jesus Christ this year. Maybe God wants to use you to start a prayer team or a prayer group at school. I don't really know. But I don't want you to leave this room tonight thinking that just because you're younger, that you can't make a difference. As a matter of fact, the Bible says this. It says, don't let anyone look down on you because of your age, but set an example in life, love, speech, faith, and purity. The bottom line is that you can make a difference. And here's what happens in the story. David comes to Saul and he says, I'll fight this guy. David goes, he fights him, and he literally defeats him and cuts off his head. It's awesome. And everybody lived happily ever after except for the Philistines. You know what I'm saying? Except for Goliath, whose head has been cut off. But there's a point that I want to take away from the story, okay, that I think is very important for all of us in this room. Stay with me for just about a few more minutes, okay? The first thing is this, that God, right, God sees my potential. I want you to know that tonight, that God sees your potential. Even when you may not see a lot of potential in yourself, God sees it in you. God wants to use you. I want you to hear me say that, sixth grade student. Guy, girl, wherever school you go to, if you're homeschooled, God wants to use you this year in your school. He wants to use you to do some amazing and incredible things. He wanted to use King David to defeat this Goliath, unlike anybody ever thought that he would. I mean, nobody thought David was going to beat Goliath. And David literally puts on this armor that Saul gives him, and it weighs so much that he can't walk around. He's like walking around like a zombie, you know, because he can't even like hardly move in the armor. So David takes off the armor and ends up going and fighting Goliath without a sword, without a spear, without a javelin, same thing, without a shield, without any armor, with just a slingshot or a sling and five stones. And he defeats him. It's crazy. The point is that God sees your potential. We can talk about how it worked out later. God sees your potential. I love that you guys are raising your hands to ask questions. That's so cool. But here's the thing that's funny about King David. When Saul replies and says, man, you're just small, this small little guy. What David says to Saul is very interesting. Now, how many of you guys have ever done something really, really cool, but because you were by yourself, when you told somebody else, no one believed you because you were by yourself, and they didn't see you do it, they weren't there with you, you know what I'm saying? I mean, that's happened to me a lot, especially when I hit a half-court basketball shot. Anybody ever hit a half-court shot? But no one was there to see it. And so you tell everybody and everybody's like, dude, no, you didn't. No, you didn't hit that. You're just lying. You're just trying to brag about something that didn't even happen. So you guys are, you with me, right, bro?
Yeah,
I'm with you. Okay, so you're with me. So stay with me. You're with me, but stay with me. That's exactly what King David does. So Saul says, man, you're just too young. You're too small. This is what David says. Hey, man, I might be a shepherd. But you know what happened when a lion would come to my sheep and try to take one of my sheep away? I would chase down that lion. I would pry open his mouth, take the sheep out of his mouth, grab the lion by the mane, and I would kill him. That's what it says. David tells Saul, he's like this, man, I have killed lions and I've killed bears. And I surely can slay this Philistine. Now listen. I want you to think about this. No one was around to see David kill lions and bears. I mean, if I came in to M12 and I said, yeah, guys, I killed a lion last night, you guys would think I was crazy. I mean, you would start praying for me because I would need help, right? That's probably what's happening. David's telling Saul, no, man, I kill lions, I kill bears, tigers. You name it, I've killed it because I love my sheep. Now, here's the point. No one else could see, but God saw it. God saw his potential. And the biggest thing about David is that because he was so connected to God, he could do anything. It wasn't a matter of David's strength that defeated the enemy or defeated the Philistine, but it was the God inside of David that gave him the strength to do that. So students, understand that God sees your potential. And secondly, and as we close tonight, God will give you the strength that you need. He will become your strength. See, when David fought the Philistine, again, it wasn't David's strength that defeated him. It was God's strength inside of him that took down the Philistine. And oftentimes, we may in life come to places where we feel weak, where we feel like we have nothing to offer, where we feel like we're facing a situation that literally is just about impossible, right? Where maybe we feel like we have nothing to give, no strength left. And I know that may seem like a foreign idea to you tonight, but the bottom line is it will happen. And I've faced situations like that. Situations where I felt powerless, right? Where if God didn't come through for me, I don't know what would have happened. And that's exactly what David was up against. I mean, the bottom line is that David literally had no chance. This guy was 3-4 times his size. But because God gave him the strength, he defeated the Philistine. And I want you to know that the same is true for you. That God often will give you strength when you feel weak. The Bible even says this. It says, "My grace is sufficient for you. For my power," it's God's power, "for my power is made perfect in your weakness." Sometimes you may go to school and you may just feel really weak. Some of you, you may already, I pray this doesn't happen, it hasn't happened, but some of you, man, maybe you've been bullied at school this year and you felt like, man, I got no strength to fight this. I don't know what to do. Maybe sometimes you face something at home with a family member or a situation at home and you feel like, man, God, I don't know what to do about this. You face situations in life where you think to yourself, I don't have the strength to get through it. But what I want you to know tonight, what I want to encourage you to understand tonight, is that God will give you the strength you need. God will always give you the strength that you need. And this is what I believe. I believe that God wants to give you the strength, and he sees so much potential in you that he wants to use you this school year to do something crazy at your school. Maybe if you're homeschooled, maybe it's more like something in your home, something in your family. But for those of you that go to a public school, which is most of you, did you ever think that God might want to use you to do something really cool in your school this year? Did you ever think that God might want to use you to bring change to your school? I mean, what David did in this story brought change to the entire Israelite community. He did something that no other Israelite could do, that no other warrior could do. He defeated the giant, and he brought change to Israel. I think God might want to use you to bring change to where you live. So if that's your home, if that's your school, if that's your sports team, I believe God wants to do that. Let me give you one quick, amazing opportunity to do that. Something called See You at the Pole. You guys may have never heard of this, and we're going to be talking about this all month long. But the very last Wednesday of this month, it's September 24th, there's something that happens at every school across the entire world. It's a national day of prayer called See You at the Pole. And the reason why it's called See You at the Pole is because technically, what it is you gather at your flagpole at your school. Some students have already told me they don't have a flagpole. So you gather at your school, okay? You gather at your school and you pray. And you pray, it's 40 minutes before school begins. It's one day a year. It's on September 24th. And here's what that could potentially do. Maybe that day could be the beginning of big changes in your school. And maybe God wants you to be there. God wants each of you to be at your school flagpole that morning to take a stand for your relationship with God, to say, you know what, I can get up early, which is very hard for me too, I get it. I can get up early and I can meet at my school flagpole with my friends. And I can pray for my friends that don't know Christ. I can pray for my principal. I can pray for my teachers. I can pray for the president. I can pray for any needs that are around, that are going on. And I want to challenge you to do that. I want to challenge you that you, at your young age, would take a step up and be at See You at the Pole. Now, I want to play this very quick video to give you an idea of what this is. Check it out. So there it is. Let me say this. God uses ordinary people to do extraordinary things. Maybe he wants to use you this year to do something extraordinary. He sees your potential, and he becomes your strength. Let me pray for you guys. We'll jump out of here. God, you're good to us. We love you. We thank you. God, thank you for these students. God, thank you that they, I know and I'm confident that you want to use them this school year to bring change wherever they go. And so, Father, I pray that you'd give them courage and boldness and that you would help them, God, to be who you've called them to be, even when they feel weak, even when they feel powerless, that they would trust in you to give them the strength that they need to fight the battles that they face. We love you. We praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.